Last year we had some representatives from Camp Kakwa come join us here at Westside. And when they joined us, we realized that we didn't give them enough time to really express all that Kakwa offers and just a little bit more of a connection to who we are with Kakwa. And so today, I'm pretty excited about this, that we're welcoming Ryan Terpstra. Ryan's going to come up in a second and tell us more about the camp specifically. Ryan and his wife Amy are the directors of Camp Kakwa. And some of you probably are asking the question, Kakwa? Westside, why are we got a camp and what's the name of it, all that. By the way, Ryan can tell us all about the licking of the feet because I'm not sure about that one, but that's another story. But we are part of a denomination that we would call BIC. That would be like BIC, B-I-C. And part of, before Ryan gets up, I thought that what I would do is give a little bit of an introduction to what in the world the BIC is and how are we at Westside connected to this so that when Ryan gets up, we will have a little bit more of an understanding of why we would specifically have Camp Kakwa as a camp representative of coming to help us here at Westside. So here's a super quick snapshot of the BIC. And it starts over 200 years ago. And in the early 1700s, a group of Christians in Pennsylvania began asking a simple but powerful question. What would it really look like to follow Jesus in everyday life? They weren't trying to start a new denomination. They simply wanted their faith to be real. So they were influenced by movements like Anabaptism, which emphasized discipleship and peace, and also Pietism, which emphasizes a personal relationship with Christ. So these believers became known as the Brethren, or even better known as what we would call the River Brethren, because they baptized new believers by full immersion in rivers, which were always close by where they were. So in 1978, some of these families moved north from Pennsylvania into Ontario, settling in areas like the Niagara region and in the Waterloo region. They were farmers and ordinary people, but they had a deep desire to live their lives faithfully to Jesus. So over time, these communities grew and eventually became known as BIC, Brethren in Christ. Their focus was simple. It was following Jesus personally. It was living in peace with others. They were big on community, so they wanted to support each other as a community, and they wanted to share the good news of Jesus Christ. So in 2017, the Canadian BIC Church adopted a new name, and we called ourselves Be in Christ Church of Canada. This new name reflects the same heart and movement that it has always had from the beginning, that is helping people be in Christ and become like him. So from a small group of believers meeting together over 200 years ago to churches, camps, and other ministries today, this goal has always remained the same. That is, to know Jesus, to follow him faithfully, and to help others do the same. Westside joins the BIC. Dave spoke a little bit about it on March 8th in that service. And please, if you missed that service, please go back and listen to it. We think it's very, very important. So here at Westside, the church building and congregation belonged originally to a Baptist church. And it began in 1930, meeting at a school. It started as Charlton Avenue Baptist Church in 1931. And then there was this swapping of buildings with another church in 1949, and then it was renamed Westside Baptist Church. And so the current Westside Avenue building was built in 1964. And then in November of 2021, that's only a few years ago, Westside Church in Hamilton officially joined Be in Christ Church of Canada, and then more recently, we have Burlington has joined as well. So for many decades, it was a Baptist congregation, not BIC. So that's kind of how we arrive here. And we're going to bring Ryan up to just explain a little bit more about Kakwa and where we interact. By the way, if you're a real history buff, you can go to either, you can find out actually more theologically on the Be in Christ Canada website, but there's also a Brethren in Christ Historical Society website. I tapped into it this week. It's kind of interesting. So if you're interested in that, please go and find out a little bit more about our history. So Camp Kakwa, it also began, you come on up here if you want, Ryan, in 1962. Churches in Ontario had another vision. They wanted a place where young people could step away from everyday life and experience God in a special way. And so they started a camp, Ahomik Lake?
No. What's it called? Again.
Say it. What is
Ahomik.
It? Come on over. Ahomik Lake, Ahomik. Okay.
Unless you're local.
Well, this is the best way to bring you up is by whatever, to start Camp Kakwa. So here's Ryan. Ryan's the director, so please welcome Ryan today. Thanks.
Thank you, John. Thanks for the introduction. We are, you can see in the video, we're on a beautiful lake. And if you come visit, you call it Ahomik Lake. If you're a local, it's Ahomik Lake. I don't know why. That's just kind of how we differentiate it. But thank you, John, for sharing a bit of the history of BIC as well. I personally actually did not grow up attending a BIC church. I attended a Christian Reformed church in Welland, so not too far from here. But when I met Amy and we got married, we were attending a Brethren, I guess at the time, the Brethren Christ Church out in Kitchener at a West Heights church there. But over the years, I've really come to just appreciate the values, the beliefs of the BIC and to be a part of it. And now it's been really neat over the years to be a part of it as we work along at Kakwa as well. So the same time I started attending the church, BIC church, I started attending Kakwa with Amy's family. Her family had been a part of it for a long time. And it didn't take me long to realize the deep history and the meaningful place behind so much of it. As John shared, Camp Kakwa as you know it today. I want to give you a bit of the history of camp, and then I'll give you a little bit of the mission of what we do at the camp as well. So Camp Kakwa as we know it today was founded in 1962. Before that it existed, it was a small hunting and fishing camp. Still known, it was Camp Kakwa before that, but we just kept the name when we moved it over. And there was a group of individuals in the BIC with the vision, and their hope was to create a camp that was for BIC. They've been visiting different camps, but they wanted to have one of their own, and at the heart of their vision was really youth, right? They had a big part for the youth, and how do you help the youth stay connected with Jesus? So they purchased this property in Magnetowan. So Magnetowan's, if you go up to 400, past Barrie, past Huntsville, about 3.5 hours north of here. And at the time, it had about 100 acres on the one side of the property, 12 acres on the waterfront, and 1,200 feet of waterfront. And we purchased it for $21,700. Less than we pay for property taxes today. And it was purchased at the time, they did it through a shareholders agreement. So the denomination, the church didn't have the funds, so a handful of people purchased a share to be a part of the camp. And they did that, that's how they started it. And then in the early 70s, those shares were donated or some were sold back to the camp, and we became our own not-for-profit organization of who we are today. Now, the camp had been closed for many years, right? So I think it was 6 or 7 years been closed. They purchased it, and they wanted to get it going for kids' camp that summer. And I think they said it was like 77 days to try to get it turned around. And it's always fun to hear the stories of how they worked to get the camp open. So there's different ones I get to hear. But there's one where the plumbers would come up on the weekends, right? Everybody had to work during the week. You'd come up on the weekend. So the plumbers would come up. And they had to bring the water pump up to the camp. I don't know why, it didn't fit in the trunk. So they would tell me these, you know, these stories of how they make sacrifices. So they took out the passenger seat of their car to make room for this water pump to bring it up to camp. I don't know what his wife thought of this idea. He made it sound like a small sacrifice for something bigger. But I guess they got the water pump up to the camp. Today, we continue to build on that foundation that so many people have laid before us, and we are now a year-round camp retreat center. There's hundreds, there's about 2,500 guests that will kind of come through in the average years. Some things have changed. A lot of the facilities have changed, and some things haven't. And I came across a bulletin, a dedication, a flyer from when they opened the camp in 1962. And this is a quote that was written in that flyer. "We present unto you this camp, known as Camp Kakwa, to be dedicated to the service of Almighty God through its use as a place set apart for the quiet retreating from the pressures and tensions created by the highly accelerated and competitive society in which we live. A place set apart from the pressures and tensions created by the highly accelerated and competitive society in which we live." Written in 1962, and well, we could probably write that this morning as well. The mission continues. Kakwa, it's an amazing place. It's a few hours north of here, a place where you can get away, step away from the busyness, the stress of life, and you just feel that stress unwind off your shoulders. It's a beautiful natural setting on a beautiful lake there, and a place where you can just meet friends and enjoy some wonderful rest. Now, a key part of that happens at Kakwa, that we can still continue with, is our focus with youth and our focus on leadership development in leadership skills and in our faith development as well. So we start with a spring staff team. So we hire a handful of college and university students. We actually hired 8 this year, and they start with us beginning of May. And we'll walk through with them and do intentional leadership training with them. We're going to talk about how to have hard conversations. How do you truly listen in a conversation? How do you lead well? How do you lead well when you're the leader? How do you lead well when you're not the leader? How do you support the leader? Understanding yourself, your personality, and your strengths, to grow on them. We do a lot of mentorship alongside of them with that. And ultimately, what does it look like to follow Jesus in our everyday life? And the fun part about this is we do this all in community while living up at the camp. Now, this flows into our other programs. We have high school leadership programs. So these staff that come up in the spring, the stuff we do with them, they often go on to lead the high school programs and different things in the summer. So what we work with them, it kind of flows into our summer programs as well. Our high school programs, we have Aspire, Crew, and LAT. They're 1 week, 2 week, or 4 week programs for high school students. And then in the mix of all this as well, we have our summer staff team that kind of incorporates into this training as well. We have a spiritual discipleship program for them where a pastor comes on just for the summer months to kind of take care of our staff spiritual health as well. And the fun part about all of this is it works together to really support our kids camp that happens in summer. Kids camp is ages 6 to 15. That happens in July in the summer months. And the one thing that's fun with kids camp and working with Gen Z and Gen Alpha in that generation is they don't just want to hear about faith. They want to experience it. They are tech-driven. They're born like with technology. So the hard thing is, and many of us will see this, is it's hard to know and understand what is true. What is fact? When we read the internet, it's hard to know what is the truth and what the basis. When that becomes your whole life, that is hard when you transfer that over even to something that is factual and true, like the Bible. So helping create an experience helps them believe it and take kind of to bring it in more as well. And that's the neat part about camp. Like you saw kids camp, the video was taken from 2 weeks of kids camp. I can't explain everything, like the licking of the feet, they just like it. I don't know why. Don't worry, they're volunteers. It wasn't an assignment, but they just love it. And somehow it just creates this fun environment around it that helped them connect with Jesus in a different kind of way. Kakwa provides a space where people can step away, grow in their faith alongside friends, and then return home just strengthened and encouraged to continue living that out in their local church. We host a lot of different retreats throughout the year. I'll talk about them in a minute. But we host some BIC youth retreats in the spring and in the fall. And at the youth leaders meeting, our host a meeting in the morning with them, and somehow a conversation kind of circled, and it came back to me, and they're like, Ryan, do you know that in the fall, we can tell you which youth went to camp? And I'm kind of like, why? Like, what's different? And they're like, well, their faith is just more genuine, more real, and they're excited to contribute back to the youth group in new ways. And that's just a way that we enjoy partnering with churches. We get to work with so many people for often just a week, but sometimes up to 15 weeks. But then we get to journey knowing they're going back to the local church to walk with them throughout the year. That is a really encouraging part for us. Now, in addition to kids camp, we host a number of other retreats. We have retreats. We have kids camp. You know, you have programs where you can send your kids, right? There's actually a bus that comes up from Niagara, Burlington, and it heads all the way up to the camp. We have retreats, but sometimes you might get to a spot where you just want to send your kids, and then you want to come with your kids. So we have family camp in August. We have a family day retreat as well. And then sometimes you get to the season in life where you want to come without your kids. Well, you can do that too. And then we have a few things where you can come without your kids and without your spouse. So you can decide what works well for your family. But we have our men's retreat that happened in the winter months. We have our women's retreat, which is coming up the end of May. We have youth retreats. We have a young adult retreat coming up in June as well. We have adult retreats for those who are 50 and up in the fall. We have senior retreats in the fall as well. So there are a lot of different ways that really you can come. And if you're someone who's indecisive, it's okay. You can come to more than one. You just can't sign up for a kids camp, log back in, change your birthday, and then sign up for a seniors camp. Okay, we try to, we do say no to that. Outside of that as well, if you'd like to be a part of camp in a different way, there are lots of different volunteer opportunities in the summer. To run kids camp, we operate with, it's usually about 90 plus staff for the summer or volunteers as well. There's year-round retreats, opportunities to be a part of and volunteering as well. At the end of the day, we're about trying to create a space. We try to create a space where faith can grow, where new friends can be made, and learn about Jesus living while living in community and in life. Camp has this cool part, and research has kind of shown that when staff serve or campers come to camp, they gain a greater confidence in themselves. And confidence is a thing you see across kind of all camps. But our cool thing is it's confidence mixed with faith. And when they get this confidence in their faith growing, we see these young people head home to their church. And when they head home to their church, they're more likely to get engaged with your church and to get involved. And when you get engaged, when you get involved, the church kind of becomes your own. Your faith becomes more personal. And it really has shown that the combination has really helped have a lasting impact on young people's faith through high school, through college and university, and beyond as well. So thank you. Thank you for giving me the time to share with you this morning. Thanks for the partnership that we have together with this camp as well. If you have any questions, feel free to check us out online. There'll be a bunch of us at the back in the foyer as well at our table with more information. So thank you.
Before you leave, Ryan, let me pray for you. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
So the denomination we're part of, the BIC, that is Be in Christ Canada, has all sorts of resources. And we just recognize that over time, we just want to introduce our church family to what some of these resources can be. And so specifically, camp ministry, and I think after a March break. So there's so many grandparents I heard that looked after their kids this week.
Yeah.
They'd probably pay for the grandkids to go up if they have that opportunity again. Anyway, that's another story. Let me pray for you, and then we're going to make a bit of a transition. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much that we have a chance to be part of your kingdom, and Father, be part of your community, and Father, part of the way that you are working in each one of our lives and each one of the families of our church, and also specifically the kids. And Father, I just pray that you will be with Ryan and Amy for their staff. You'll give them just an amazing summer of ministry. Father, pray for safety for them. I pray for great wisdom and all the things that they would have that they oversee over the summer. It can be such a huge weight. And Father, more than anything, we pray for great spiritual breakthroughs with those kids and their families. Father, just unleash a whole generation of young people that are on fire for you. And Father, I just pray that we, as a church family here at Westside, even will benefit from that as we see many of our kids maybe even going and coming back so strong in their faith. Lord, thank you so much for opportunities to partner like this. We just again give them to you. In your name, amen. Bless you.